This is Indiana Public Radio News. Good morning, I'm Stan Sollers at 42 past the hour. Summer classes, many online, are underway now on the Ball State campus. Students are pondering their subjects while administrators here and at all other state colleges and universities in Indiana are pondering State Senate Bill 202 that, quote, amends the duties of state educational institutions' diversity committees, unquote. That brief introduction, courtesy of the General Assembly's website, introducing the measure, is the tip of the iceberg. Ball State President Jeff Mearns returns this week for a Ball State update to discuss 202 and what it could mean for the university. President Mearns, welcome back.
It's good to be with you, Stan. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you here. First, on State Senate Bill 202, the measure is 15 pages long, including the signature page. And the phrase cultural and intellectual diversity issues seems to be a concern. What does this legislation mean for Ball State and its fellow state colleges and universities?
So the governor assigned Senate Bill 202 into law, and it has a variety of requirements, as you say. It's a relatively lengthy bill. I'll try to identify a couple of the most important points. First, we will be required, as every public university is, to create a new committee. Under the prior law, which Senate Bill 202 amended, every university was required to have a cultural diversity committee. The new law expands that phrase to say you have to have a committee around cultural and intellectual diversity. You have to have a committee that encompasses both of those propositions. So at our next board meeting on June 14th, we will present to the board a proposed resolution asking them, or really having them direct me, to appoint that new committee. And so that committee essentially will merge work in two areas that is already underway on our campus. What we're referring to as our work around inclusive excellence and the work that we've been doing for many, many years around freedom of expression. So we'll bring those two activities now under the guidance of a single committee, a cultural and intellectual diversity committee. The second thing that we'll do at the board meeting is present several proposed amendments to certain policies. Some of those adjustments will be pretty modest. We have to have a policy protecting the rights of students to express their views. We have to have now a policy making sure that there are comparable rights for faculty and staff around freedom of expression. And then one of the other elements is an expectation that university administrators remain politically neutral on issues of public policy, which is a practice and that we've already had at Ball State. So this new policy will bring our practice into a policy. And then, as you know, Stan, what the third probably important aspect of the new law is, we'll have two impacts on our tenure and promotion policies. One is faculty will now be expected under this law to foster a culture of free inquiry, which our faculty are doing in their classrooms. That was an expectation we had. It's now an explicit requirement under the law. And then a new requirement is that faculty who have tenure must now be reviewed comprehensively every 5 years. So those are probably, those three bundles of issues are probably the most significant changes that will be required by the new law.
What is this in response to? Because we have a provost, we have deans, we have department chairs that usually catch any quote-unquote infractions straight away. Why do we need the legislature looking over our shoulders?
Well, you're asking a question of public policy. Are they presenting a solution to a problem that exists? And certainly that's where people have a debate about the culture or climate that exists on college campuses. So from my standpoint, it's not a good use of our time to debate whether this is a solution in search of a problem. As I said a moment ago, we've been doing the work in these areas. We've been promoting both inclusive excellence or cultural diversity. We've been promoting and articulating expectations around intellectual diversity or freedom of expression. So this law for us is an extension of the work that we've been doing with a couple of adjustments along the way.
So for the average Ball State faculty member, with all of that said, how different will the fall semester look?
I don't think the fall semester will look radically different because, as I say, I think the expectations in the new law are the expectations we've had in terms of our practices. I think the area where you'll see the provost will be recommending certain adjustments to our tenure and promotion policies to make clear, to make explicit these items around fostering a culture of a free inquiry. As I shared a few months ago in my statement to the board and that I shared with the campus, our board will craft a policy that makes those judgments be made by people with knowledge and expertise in the particular discipline. It's not a situation where our board is going to inject their views into these areas of what is appropriate in terms of academic discourse or free inquiry in a particular discipline. So I don't anticipate that, starting this fall semester, there'll be significant changes. The change that will be most significant is the comprehensive post-tenure review every 5 years. And so we will create the policy, and then it will take some time to bring have that policy affect faculty who have or will soon earn tenure.
And finally today, from the text of the bill, it says review and recommend faculty employment policies, as you've mentioned, concerning cultural and intellectual diversity issues. It seems like diversity and cultural diversity are two concerns that are listed in this bill. Some say that it is in reference to college professors being too liberal and wanting to ensure conservative viewpoints be heard. Is that your read on this?
Well, again, I don't think it's conservative versus liberal, progressive or not. It really is, I think, articulating the expectation that we have on our campus, which is we don't have faculty attempting to indoctrinate students. Our responsibility is to expose students to different ideas, to encourage civil debate about those. And so I think we will continue to do that, which we've been doing, which is fostering a climate where people can disagree about items of interest or intellectual items and create a campus where those conversations can be conducted civilly and respectfully.
Well, President Jeff Mearns, thanks for being with us again this week. And your summer work includes what now?
Well, so we just concluded a leadership retreat on Wednesday morning. We'll also be getting ready in the next couple of weeks for a meeting of our foundation board and then a meeting, as I mentioned earlier, of our board of trustees. And then I'm hoping to get away later in the summer to be with my family, my extended family, up in Maine again this summer, later in June and July.
Well, good luck on all of that, and we thank you for being with us again this week on the Ball State Update.
Good to be with you, Stan. Take good care.
Thanks, you too. For IPR News, I'm Stan Sollers.